Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps you protected when shopping online. Get $5 to try it now by using promo code QZZ2J. And with Blueberry, the community that gives creators the power to make money, get detailed audience measurements, and host their audio and video. Get a 30-day free trial by using promo code Blueberry004.
Well, our next guest is here. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Very good, thank you.
Go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
Okay, I'm Richard Carrier. I'm SVP Global Marketing and General Manager at CyberLink.
Okay. And tell us about CyberLink. Is this the company I'm thinking it is?
It probably is. We've been around for 25 years. If you've used a Windows PC in your life, you've used our products, basically.
Yes.
Playback videos, edit videos, photos, stream content. Yep. That's what we've been doing.
Okay. Then you're absolutely the company I was thinking of, so that's fantastic. what have you got going on at the show this year?
Yeah, it's actually a very different change from what we've done traditionally.
Okay.
About a year ago, we launched a SDK, so a technology for facial recognition based on artificial intelligence.
Oh.
It's pure B2B play, very different than what CyberLink has been known to do. Mm-hmm. And after software, we've introduced apps, for photo, video editing, even virtual makeup. And oh yeah, we have 800 million deployments of an app called YouCam Makeup.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. 800 million.
I mean, I'm not the target demo, so I'm not surprised. I don't know.
I'm not making any judgment, but the reason why I bring it up is that in order to convince top makeup brands in the world to offer their products in that app, we needed to have a very precise mapping of the face.
Sure.
It had to run at the edge on any device, even if it's not connected to a server, mm-hmm. even if the processing power of that device is not huge.
Sure.
So we developed what happened to be one of the world's most precise, fastest, most secure facial recognition engine. So we turned around, and a year ago, we said, hold on, we have something interesting here. So let's call it Face Me and start selling it to any company that needs facial recognition.
Yeah,
absolutely.
For sure. The companies that recognize that and are able to make that pivot to say, oh, we've got this really cool technology, not let's hoard it.
Yeah, let's productize
but
it.
Yeah, let's
get
it
out.
Product is the best. Like, that's great decision making.
Yeah. And the beauty of that platform is that it runs literally on any operating system. So it can run on iPhones, iOS, Android, Windows, or Linux. It can run on very powerful workstations. If you try, for example, to identify at once hundreds of people with several cameras versus just doing your online banking and using your face for authentication.
Yeah.
So based on that, it can be applied to almost an unlimited number of use cases across all industries, and I've got to tell you, facial recognition is becoming the hottest thing in AI at the moment.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. And this isn't the show for the ethics of who's using it for what, but
it's, yeah, yeah.
That's all out there, and there's plenty of discussion about
sure.
that, but
and
technology is not inherently evil.
No.
Just
it's
what
not.
You do with it.
That's right.
And it's true. And,
and
if I may...
there's some great things that can be done with it, like
there's some
said.
Great things that can be done, and our technology, because it's edge-based, it doesn't require to take a picture or video, send it to a cloud-based server with all the security risks.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything is done on the app, on the device, and all we keep, if we keep anything, is a very tiny, highly encrypted file of less than 1 kilobyte that has a series of encrypted zeros and ones to map vectors on a face.
Okay.
So if we are to, for example, a customer is a police force in a country where they use that to identify people. So what they send to their secure server at the police headquarters is just that tiny file. It does the matching on their server, then it sends back and say, okay, this is the identity of this person. So even in a case like that, it's highly secure. It's very different than anything that raises the concerns that are, honestly, they are right concerns.
Yeah.
Sure, sure, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
all right.
The fact that you've designed that into a closed loop system like that, where that information doesn't go out, it doesn't ping to somebody else before it gets back to you. That is a lot of foresight to take into consideration.
No, it
especially
is.
For something like a makeup app. The fact that this came out of a makeup app and is now being used for those applications.
It's true.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's being used right now in a retail environment, for example, just to gather statistics on traffic so we can collect information like age, gender,
sure.
the mood of people, where they're looking at. It can be used.
So, oh, yeah. So sentiment analysis.
Mm. Well, at least the basic feelings from
sure.
being happy, sad, yep. angry, neutral.
Okay.
So that's one thing. It's used in security access control is a pretty obvious case. Most cases, any private facility now, if you enter it, your photo is part of the process. It's been forever.
Yep.
It's used in the medical space. I'm very happy to know that potentially the right doctor does the right procedure to the right patient or delivers the right drugs to the right person.
Absolutely. What an incredibly awesome application and real-to-life
sure.
true application.
So it has nothing to do with the scary cases talk about.
Absolutely not. To have a nurse with a handheld device that can literally just point at somebody and go, yes, check, this is who it is. Here's
sure.
your medication.
Yeah, and reality is that people have been using it massively. It's like I have yet to find someone who has an iPhone who turned off the face recognition function. And most people also use that face recognition to unlock their banking and everything. So we're trusting a company with literally our financial life,
with
our most
everything.
Private thing.
Everything.
And
maybe twins who don't like each other might turn it off.
Actually, I wish I'll invite you to our booth if you want. We'll show you. We've done analysis of identical twins, and I would say there's probably 95% likeliness between the two twins, but it's never 100%. So depending how you set the app or algorithm, we're able to distinguish twins. Yeah.
Okay. So you can actively set the distinction level and tell it this much margin is what we need in order
pretty
to have
much.
Access.
Oh, good. So
several parameters can all be adjusted. So,
it all depends. We're above Face ID and Samsung's.
They
both get tricked by twins.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't want to mention other companies. Other things we do also, we have technologies for anti-spoofing. Which means that you cannot put a picture or even a video of somebody.
Yeah.
So we have all sorts of technologies that run both on very basic 2D cameras or, of course, laser 3D cameras.
Sure, actively looking for the curvature of the face, things like that.
Absolutely, and movement. And so,
obviously, being able to use something like a Kinect would make that far easier, but nobody has that in their pocket.
Sure. And just give you an idea, I mean, facial recognition, most people still use their first name and birthday as a password.
Oh, yeah.
Even people use fingerprint. Fingerprint is a risk of false recognition, I think, of 1 in 1,000. Our technology is 1 in 1,000,000.
Okay.
So you really have to, you need a pretty long lineup of people to try before somebody wrongfully access your data.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. My experience is the other way around. For me, success is 1 in 1,000 on fingerprint readers.
Yeah.
But that's a whole different... I feel like my fingerprints are always changing or something. That stuff never works for me. But the facial recognition stuff does. Apparently my face doesn't shift, just my fingers.
Yep. Yeah, the face is pretty good.
I'm only partially alien. So if our viewers want to find out more about the things that you're up to, how can they find out?
Well, they can go on cyberlink.com/faceme, or if they're at CES, they can come visit us. We're at the South Hall number 2, booth 5555. We have a few dozens of demos we can do to anyone on the show.
Awesome.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for coming and talking to us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And have a great rest of your show.
Thank you.